Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near minus 20 wind chill, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility, and drifting snow and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions like avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous. Slow down and allow extra time for trips due to ice and snow-covered roads. Dress warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia. Keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap. And prepare your vehicle with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the Thumb. And speaking of cold, local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold snap. Allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip to help keep water moving through pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later. Health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early-season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data show pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10th. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10 who are more prone to severe symptoms. CMU Health said the team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventive measures, flu vaccine, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home, as the flu season is expected to extend into the spring. We'll be right back.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
At Joe Ricci's Otis Ford, we believe buying a new Ford should feel easy, honest, and centered around you. Our team is here to help you find the right vehicle with the right value. And right now, savings are better than ever. Take home the 2026 Ford Escape for a limited time. Get $2,000 total factory rebate when you purchase. A great opportunity to get into a brand new Escape with real savings. If you need more capability, check out the 2025 Ford F-150 Hybrid Super Crew 4x4. You can purchase for 3.9% APR for 60 months with up to $4,250 in factory rebates or up to $6,250 in factory rebates for cash buyers. Or if you're considering a lease, we've got great options there too. The 2025 F-150 Hybrid Super Crew 4x4 is also available to lease for 36 months at $378 a month with $2,500 due at signing. The strength of the F-Series with the efficiency of hybrid power. And right now, drive a 2025 Ford Ranger XLT 4x4 Crew Cab for $423 a month for 36 months with $2,500 due at signing. At Joe Ricci's Otis Ford, we're committed to making your experience smooth, transparent, and enjoyable. From the first test drive to the moment you drive home. Purchase and lease incentives require approved credit through Ford Credit using A-Plan Pricing. Leases are 36 months with 10,500 miles per year with no security deposit required. Offers end February 2nd, 2026.
And drivers across mid-Michigan faced multiple traffic slowdowns this week after a series of crashes along the region's major highways. MDOT reported several incidents on I-75, including one in Saginaw County near the M81 exit that temporarily shut down southbound lanes. One of the incidents was a semi-truck rolled over in a ditch on I-75 south near Saginaw. And just feet in front of that one was another semi that jackknifed and blocked multiple lanes of traffic. Other wrecks were reported and later cleared in Aranac, Bay, and Tuscola counties, including crashes near Sterling Road in Aranac County, after U.S. 10 in Bay County, and along M81 in Tuscola County. In Genesee County, an accident on eastbound I-69 near I-475 briefly blocked multiple lanes before crews cleared the scene. And in the Thumb, multiple vehicles were reported off the roadways, in ditches, and in farm fields. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously as winter weather continues to create slick conditions across the region. And a collaborative effort is underway in Michigan to protect the state's bats, many of which inhabit abandoned mines in the UP. The Keweenaw Bay Indian community led the 2024 Bat Blitz, bringing together federal, state, and tribal biologists to train in bat monitoring and conservation techniques. Michigan bats face serious threats, including habitat loss and white nose syndrome, which is a fungal disease that has killed an estimated 90% of the state's hibernating bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and agriculture, consuming thousands of insects nightly and reducing the need for pesticides. During the blitz, researchers safely captured, examined, and released bats, with some fitted with temporary tracking devices to study their movements and roosting habits. The initiative also supports efforts to protect maternity roosts and educate field teams. Experts stress that public support is crucial, from reducing pesticide use to reporting bat roosts. Another bat blitz is planned for later this year to expand tribal participation and strengthen the conservation partnerships. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ricci Otis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ricci Otis Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.